The Southeastern Conference kicks off its pandemic-shortened football season Saturday, but elsewhere most teams are postponing games because of COVID-19. That includes Notre Dame, which was supposed to play Wake Forest, but that's been rescheduled because several Notre Dame players tested positive. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, we've seen COVID outbreaks on college campuses, but schools, conferences seem determined to play. Boston College, one of the few in New England, it's getting a lot of scrutiny. The Boston Globe reports BC takes in at least $32 million from football. UConn only takes in $17 million from men's and women's basketball. Is this all about money?
Well, it's certainly about money. And let's, if you're confused about that, there is a designation, the non-revenue sports, things like women's soccer and volleyball and cross country. And guess what? The NCAA postponed all of them to 2021. Mm-hmm. So if they're not making revenue, they're not playing. But it's about more than money also. It's about culture. It's about connection of alumni to school. I mean, college football is like religion in many parts of the country. Mm-hmm. But we should also say that it is a huge risk. And you noted that Notre Dame is, that game is being canceled. Well, so is University of South Florida, because they played Notre Dame last week, and they're actually doing contact tracing via watching the game film to see which defensive players maybe guarded too closely an offensive player on Notre Dame who was afflicted with coronavirus. So this is a sketchy and to many degrees a money-related decision.
I'm thinking of trainers and staff going home to their families, but let's move to pro sports. We're 2 weeks into the NFL season. The Raiders have played their first game in their new home in Las Vegas, which seems like an ultimate marriage of pro sports and gambling. Your thoughts?
Well, maybe it's an ultimate marriage of the acknowledgement that pro sports and gambling have been intertwined for so many years. And yeah, it's official, but it's always been known. And this goes way beyond just the fact that the Raiders are now the Las Vegas Raiders. If you watch the games on Sunday, there will be breaks sometimes when they show the actual game going on in the corner of the screen. And some announcer from one of the sports betting sites will beg you to come on their site and place a wager with them. So it is extremely interwoven. And I guess you could say this is the NFL acknowledging that they get a lot of business from people who are looking to bet on their games. So as long as they make it on the up and up, and they have taken great strides to do so, I don't know that this threatens the integrity of the game. That was the concern years ago. I think it's just an acknowledgement of how people experience football in 2020 and have been doing so for decades before.
And by the way, we need to mention there were protests after news that no police officers will be charged for Breonna Taylor's death. Sports went on a schedule. We've got the NBA playoffs going on. How is this affecting athletes, many of whom have called for social justice?
Right. The director of the NBA union, Michelle Roberts, said, sadly, there was no justice today for Breonna Taylor. Her killing was the result of a string of callous and careless decisions made with a lack of regard for humanity. LeBron James tweeted about being devastated, hurt, and mad. It's not only the athletes talking about the decisions of law enforcement. Law enforcement talked about the athletes. The Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, in his press conference, talked about LeBron James, also mentioned Beyonce, because this has been a cause bigger than sports itself.
We'll take it up again. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.